a weekly opportunity to discuss, to focus on the work of area organizations advancing equity in our community. Today we speak with State Bar of Michigan Director of Diversity, Gregory P. Conyers. Joining the discussion is WGVU Grants Manager, Steve Chappell. Of course, it's a weekly segment, part of a grants from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. So there we go. I throw it to you, Steve.
Thank you, Shelley. A very good morning to you, the host of the morning show, to all of our valued listeners and supporters, and to our special guest, Greg Conyers, who is, as you say, the Director of Diversity with the State Bar of Michigan. Shelley, we are administering a multi-year grant with the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. We're not only indebted to them for the much-needed funding to carry out this work, but just as importantly, for their strategic vision and programming worldwide, focusing, in our case, in our realm of a project on inequities, on initiatives and issues that disproportionately impact children and families of color. We are approaching that issue, that challenge, in a couple of ways. We've hired an inclusion reporter who focuses in on issues that disproportionately impact over 35% of our local population, and they are people of color right here in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And then as well, and we carry that work out, of course, over the airwaves to some 28 counties. Secondly, we are building capacity in the community. We work with leaders of color in the community, and they record, produce programming for communities of color. And in that way, we're addressing some of the issues that we're going to be talking about today. The State Bar of Michigan does incredibly comprehensive work focusing on disproportionate issues that disproportionately affect racial minorities, and we're pleased to have Gregory talk about some of those issues.
Super duper. Here we go, Gregory. Let's talk. Why are diversity and inclusion, which are important in all spheres, obviously, especially crucial in the legal profession? And then perhaps what has the State Bar of Michigan done historically to promote this?
Well, thank you to you both, Shelley and Steve, for inviting me to participate this morning. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about the things that State Bar of Michigan's been involved in over many years. The Bar is committed to helping the public. We are committed to pursuing just outcomes where the actors are treated fairly by the systems that govern society. So, as you know, that's a longstanding issue within every community. You mentioned disproportionately impacted communities, and for lawyers, it's a very important part of what we do on a regular basis in terms of our association with the communities that we serve. And our members are very committed to finding opportunities to be impactful in this.
Gregory, this is Steve again. If we look at the criminal justice system as a whole and stand back at the and look at the rule of law, which I would like you to define in a minute, but if we look at racial disparities that exist within policing, and then even in pretrial, where 3.5 times more blacks are incarcerated than whites, and there is some research that shows that pretrial detention increases odds of conviction. And if we look at the prison population, blacks and Latinos make up 29% of the U.S. population, but over 57% of the prison population, and such issues as public defenders' caseloads, all of this plays into, and then even in parole, is there racial bias with parole process and officers? And post-prison, if we look at the collateral consequences with blacks and other minorities, finding housing and employment. So with all that said, would you please define rule of law for our listeners and talk about the role of lawyers in combating systemic inequities in the rule of law?
Sure. Steve, I want to thank you for our brief chat ahead of time to raise that question. It's one of those terms of art that you become familiar with when you're working in the area, but I appreciate the opportunity to talk a little bit about its origins. Really, rule of law is about accountability to law, fairness and application of the law, separation of powers, participation in decision-making within the community, legal certainty, avoidance of arbitrariness, procedural and legal transparency, all of those things clearly are part of what is being impacted and impacting folks of color and others in a disproportionate way. And all of the things that you mentioned, really, there's a lot of work that's been done about the structural issues that are involved, but there's also the intricate issue of bias and how that has impacted application of systems over time. So at the bar, one of the things that we try to do is to provide training and look at ways that we can provide resources for lawyers and others who are impacted by the system to really start to unpack some of those things and to try and address some of the inequities that we know are there within the system.
Gregory, I'd like to mention to our listeners at this point that they may find out more about the resources you just spoke about on your website. And I encourage all of our listeners to visit the following URL. It's mishbar.org, so mishbar.org/general-info/race-and-justice. I want to repeat that one more time because it's an important website with a lot of information. mishbar.org/general-info/race-and-justice. And when our listeners go there, they will see events, podcasts, webinars. One is Black Lawyers in America, National Town Hall Series, Session 1, The Foundation, Structural Racism 101, Black, our Basic Training for Lawyers, and so on and so forth. So we applaud all the work of the State Bar of Michigan. And I'd like to ask you, when it comes down to it, those that are disproportionately are those that face inequities in the legal system. What are, in grassroots terms, in layman's language, does it come down to, does, for instance, a black individual look toward a black attorney, or how do they react when it's a white judge or a white or black police officer? How does that in and of itself play into potential inequities?
So that's a great question. One of the things that really precipitated a lot of the work that Barr has been involved in over the years was a study that was implemented by the Supreme Court back in the late 80s. And that study, among many things, indicated that one of the things that was important to members of the public in terms of feeling as though they had a fair opportunity and were adequately represented was the demographics of the priors of fact. And so, as you say, there's an indication that not necessarily a one-to-one ratio of every person that comes in must see someone who represents them specifically, but just the feeling overall of being represented within the system. And that's something I believe that the profession has grappled with over time. Be candid, the legal profession has been among the least demographically diverse for many years, and that's one of the things that we've been focused on in our work is to try and bring more people of various demographics into the profession through pipeline activities and otherwise, and to focus on the importance of people feeling as though the system represents them. And so that really is one of the pillars of interest in terms of making the system more inclusive and providing people with the feeling that they are being well represented when they go to trial. And in fact, those studies indicated that people, whether they won or lost, if they had a feeling that they were heard, that they had a fair opportunity, then they were more satisfied with the outcome.
Well, thank you for that answer. And before I turn it back to the host, Shelley Irwin, I just want to again mention the website that I previously mentioned, and that's mishbar.org/general-info/race-and-justice. A tremendous amount of helpful information here, not only for those who are listening who might be attorneys, but to organizations doing equity work, to really anyone that wants to dig deeper into some of these critical issues that we're talking about this morning. Shelley, I'll turn it over to you now.
Bet. We've got about 4 minutes left, so moving right along, the Race and Justice Forum, you're proud of this, Gregory?
Absolutely. And it came about during the most recent uprising that occurred across the world, and we really wanted to provide an opportunity for legal professionals to have a forum where we could have information available and resources available. The State Bar represents 47,000 attorneys across the state and is not in the position of advocating. We are best suited to bring people together to collaborate on all of these issues and to find opportunities to be impactful. And so that was the impetus for the Race Justice Forum. It's a place where we can talk about the things that the bar has been doing, but also provide people connections to other activities on these issues around the state.
What would you see as the future for your organization and for your initiatives?
Well, to start with the Race and Justice Forum, we've committed to at least quarterly gathering people together to discuss the issues that are most current. We, in fact, just had recent opportunity to do that just yesterday and a couple of presentations from some of our volunteers who are a part of bar associations across the state of Michigan. And we're going to continue to be a resource for our members and for the public at large. Those are the things that the bar is committed to, and we'll continue to provide that information and opportunity and resources to our members, but also to reach out into the greater community, because often it's the lawyers that stand in the breach between people and system, and we really have an obligation to take an oath of office, and people take that very seriously in terms of their ability to impact society and work for the greater good.
Thank you. How do we follow up with you, Gregory, on behalf of your Diversity State Bar of Michigan, where you direct?
I'm very, very visible on our website. If you go to the top of our webpage, there's our Race and Justice banner. And if you dig deeper into our website, there's our diversity inclusion work. We've got a standing committee of our bar, of our Board of Commissioners dedicated to diversity and inclusion advisory. And so there's numerous ways if you access our website that you can become involved. And please do share our resources with others and share your resources with us so that we can continue to have these important conversations across the state and really begin to make a difference.
Wonderful. State Bar of Michigan Director of Diversity, Gregory P. Conyers. Steve Chappell.
Yes, I want to thank Gregory again for joining us, and we certainly will be inviting Gregory back along with any others he feels are important to add to this conversation. And again, if anyone is just tuning in, I want to encourage you to visit the Race and Justice resources at the State Bar of Michigan website, and you get there by going to mishbar.org/generalinfo/race and justice, or as Gregory just said, if you just Google Race and Justice State Bar of Michigan, that will get you there as well. And there are some very, very timely topics and resources, including television programming that they have noted here in the name of the law, Race in America. So very, very timely issues, trainings through the Detroit Bar Association and other bars, all under the State of Michigan Bar banner. And I'd like to encourage our listeners also, if you've missed any part of this conversation with Gregory Conyers, Director of Diversity with the State Bar of Michigan, just visit the WGBU Radio news page a little later this afternoon under Mutually Inclusive, and you can listen to this and other interviews in their entirety.
Thank you again, Steve and Gregory, for this edition of Putting the Spotlight, those in the field, area organizations advancing equity in our community. Gentlemen, thank you.